it's coming. This computer is really smart. It did correct the spelling, the title, and the word seed appears before the word moisture, as it's supposed to. Because this is the subject of my presentation about seed moisture sensing, and not just water moisture sensing or air moisture sensing. And as you can see, I do have a headquarter in Massachusetts, that's MA, Massachusetts, not Maine, but also you can often find me in Brownfield, as shown here on the right, especially if you go to the Union Supermarket, I'm there almost every day. So I represent, my name is Mike DeVilliers. Thank you, Ron, mentioning I am honored to present in front of you today. I represent a company by the name Advanced Sensing and Controls. Our top of the line, I would say the most cherished product is the feed control for module feeder, which will feed your gene hands-free, keep all the gene stands full, and it does not require the steady flow. No steady flow required, but if you have one, we can use it and include that in automation. We also have moisture sensing for seed cotton and lint, and some of our systems include shock preventing and other monitoring. We'll talk about it another day. For the presentation here today, we talk about the seed moisture sensing for the purpose of separating the dry seed from the wet seed, and that came as a request from a customer, and I would like to mention his name, as he has been pivotal to the testing and the installation of that system, and that is Ron Niehaus from Miles Co-op Gene in Miles, Texas. The objective was to identify and separate the wet seed from the dry, and by doing so, he claims he can improve on the quality of the dry seed, which he collects for delinting and seeding, and eliminate the need to reject them, have it be rejected by the customer who buys them. The hardware is fairly straightforward, as you may guess. It has a sensor, which is a new-old sensor for moisture sensing, and we'll talk about it a little bit more later on. That sensor has a proximity sensor, which has a key role in determining when to measure the sensor and how to measure it, and a single processor with a user interface terminal. Any questions so far? That's great. Now, this is an image on a desk of the motion sensor. It has, as you can see, the two bars on the right here, which are resistive conductive type of measuring technique. It also has a proximity sensor, the circle in the middle, which determines when the seed or the cotton, seed cotton in other installations, is present, and even can tell how much quote-unquote pressure is applied against the sensors, the metal sensors here, and that helps to obtain the more accurate readings or calculations. Move right along. I don't know why that went backwards. Just a second. The installation. The sensor is obviously installed in line, not online, but in line with the seed, and that means in a semi-air pipe or seed pipe. It's difficult to see what's going on there, but I do have an image here in a minute. We mounted the sensor flat, flush, on the wall of that conduit, and it allows the cotton to touch the sensor at times. It is a non-continuous flow, so it does require special processing. And also the pressure applied against, by the seat against the conductive strips is varied, and that also requires special handling by the processor to be able to get a good accurate reading. And all that is done hands-free operation. Now this is supposed to be an image showing the seed falling on the sensor in the tube, and we can't see a thing here. So why did I put it on? Well, that's what it looks when you look down the tube when the seed is coming out of the scale. When it opens up, it falls down the chute, and here on the bottom, a foot where the mouse. This is a seed actually accumulating or falling at or against the green plate of the sensor, which I indicated before. So it really stays there only maybe a fraction of a second, maybe 100 milliseconds or even less. And we have just that amount of time to take the measurement of that load or of that dump. The test procedure is fairly straightforward. It's all automatic. We collect the samples and record the level of moisture of the seed and compare the reading to what I call an industry standard, which we don't have. But I use the Stanlight grain moisture tester, which has been used by many, including the buyer of those seeds, to determine if the load coming in a truck is good or not. So that is a go-no-go type of measurement, and we use that device or that tester to compare with the readings of my sensor. Let's take a look at the results. The little scatter of dots on the graph on the right and the table to the left, giving you some of the results from the sensor reading on the left side of the left column and the Stanlight tester on the right. And if we do a correlation calculation, we came up with a 0.9, which to all reasonable views, it's a nice correlation, which indicates very promising capabilities. And this is done with what we're going to call linear regression. In other words, the data has not been reprocessed after the readings. In the next slide, I apply the second order nonlinear polynomial on the readings. And as you can see, all the dots lined up pretty nicely on a diagonal line. And this time, the correlation coefficient is a lot higher. It's almost close to one, which is almost perfect. As they say, it's almost too good to be true. And that means it's very good. As a conclusion for this test, I would mention that number one is the processor and the sensor delivered a respectable, accurate estimate of the seed moisture. And it is true, and I agree with that, that we definitely need more sensors. So as soon as I finish with this presentation, I'm heading back to Miles, Texas to continue the work before the finished inning. And you may also ask about the accuracy of my golden test device by Stanlight. I agree that maybe we need to take a look and see if that's really accurate or not. The old-fashioned way, which means taking the seeds and drying them out in the dryer and weighing the differences in calculating the percentage of moisture. Thank you very much for your attention. This is my presentation, and I can be reached on those phone numbers or email or the website. And I'll try to put up the new continuous results online in our website. Thank you very much.